Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries again today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I praise you and worship you and thank you for what you've done for us on that wonderful cross, that old rugged cross. But because of that cross and because of your beating, I can walk in divine health. I can walk without sin. When I sin, which I should not, but if I do, I have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, that I can come and confess my sin and be restored to righteousness. Now, Father, I praise you and thank you for this book. I praise you and thank you for the word as it goes out today. I ask you to bless it to everybody that hears it. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we're talking about how to fight the good fight of faith that Paul told Timothy to fight. And as we talk about this, one of the first parts of that fight of faith that you have to, in fact, it is the first part that you have to learn to fight, is to come into the kingdom of God. You have to have enough faith to come in and accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. Now, today, as you think about this, you think that God made this plan so simple that a 3 or 4 year old child can comprehend this plan. He made it so simple so that anybody can understand it. So let me read this plan to you in Romans chapter 10, and let's start with verse 8 and go through verse 13. This is exactly what the Word of God says, starting with verse 8 in Romans 10. But what does it say? The word is near you, it is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between a Jew and a Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now that is the entire plan of salvation in one simple little set of verses. That's how simple God made the plan of salvation. What does it take? It takes faith or trust in those words written in God's Word. Believe them with your heart to the point you can confess them with your mouth. What if you don't ever come to that knowledge? It's very simple. You're going to die and go to hell. People say, you know, you're just rather dogmatic about that. You know there's got to be more than one way to get to heaven. Let me tell you, I have heard that from the devil all of my life. I've heard it that there's different ways. You name it, they tell you there's different ways to get there. But there is no different ways. There's only one way to get to heaven. Only one. And that is by the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And to receive that gift, each individual has to receive that gift by faith, confess it with their mouth and believe it with their heart. And if you don't do that in faith, you're not going to go to heaven. You're going to go to hell. Somebody said, but what if you're a Baptist? What if you're a Methodist? What if you're a Pentecostal? None of those things has anything to do with getting to heaven. It is your confession of your mouth and the believing in your heart on these promises in Romans 10 that's going to get you there. If you don't believe this book and confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Lord Jesus Christ is your Savior, that God raised him from the dead for you, if you don't believe that, you will not be able to get to heaven. There's only one road, and it's very narrow to get to heaven. Now, I heard a man make a statement just a few weeks ago, actually a few months ago. I was at one of his teachings, or actually, no, I'll take that back. I wasn't at his teaching. I got a video of the teaching. I had planned to go, and then I had to go out of town and preach myself. So I wasn't at his teaching, but I had fully planned to be there. But I heard him on one of his tapes make a statement. This man died in 1979, and he had a trip to heaven. And the Lord showed him, of course, the man's still alive today. I talked to him just the other day on the phone, so he's still very much alive and well. But he did have this experience with the Lord, and he supposedly, according to what he says, and I believe him, that he died and went to heaven. And he said, on the highway to heaven, in fact, he told himself that in the 15 minutes from an artery severed in his heart until he was where he was, that 2,000 people on earth had died during that same 15 minutes. And out of the 2,000, only 50 was going to heaven. 1,950 was going to hell. So that tells us where we are. This plan of salvation right here that is so simple that anybody, I don't care who you are, anybody could read and believe these few simple little verses in Romans 10, 8 through 13. And if you believe that, you can get saved. You can become what the Word of God calls a born-again Christian. You can have your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And then you can experience an entirely different life on this earth, but the life you'll experience on this earth will revolve around your knowledge of the Word of God. If you don't study this book and don't know what you can do, I can guarantee you the devil's going to beat up on you, and he's going to beat up on you in the flesh. You're going to have sickness and disease and torment and suffering and pain, and he's going to do all kinds of things to you, and it'll happen to you all because you don't know what this book says. But when you learn you have all power over him, that he's a defeated foe, and he can't do nothing to you, not a thing, that makes life fun. But that's what the Word of God says. So I read the book for years and years and years and years, and I thought, gee, if all these things are true, then why are all these people in the church allowing the enemy to beat up on them so bad? Well, I realized it was they didn't know. They were just like I had been. They didn't know these wonderful promises, or if they had heard them, they'd never become a revelation to them, and they had never resisted the enemy. Whereas James chapter 4, verse 7 clearly tells you, we are to submit ourselves to God. That means to walk holy before the king in obedience to his word. Then he says, if you walk holy before me, he said, then you can resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Well, how do you resist him? You take the word of God, you take quote these promises to him, and you tell him what Jesus did for you, and the power and authority he gives you, and you speak out loud, and you tell him on behalf of these scriptures to get out of your life in Jesus' name. And when you do that, you're fighting this fight of faith. You're beating the devil. But the very first step in learning how to fight the fight of faith is to fight the fight of faith and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Now, could this be any simpler? Anybody that's out there listening today that does not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, all you've got to do is say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I accept this free gift that you gave me when you sent your Son to this earth 2,000 years ago to die on the cross for me and to pay the price for me so that I could take the gift he gave and I can confess with my mouth and believe with my heart that you raised him from the dead for me, and because you did that for me and because Jesus did that for me, I received that by faith, and today I'm no longer a member of the kingdom of darkness, but I am now a member of the kingdom of light. I am a child of God. People say, but you've got to confess your sins. No, you don't have to confess your sins. You don't even know what your sins were as a lost person. You don't even know all the things you've done wrong. You don't have to worry about confessing sin. Just accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. He says, I have redeemed you from all of that. So now then, he has justified you and made you just as if you've never sinned at that point. You don't have to confess sin. But the thing about it is, from this day forth now, forget that lifestyle you lived before and start walking holy before God. That's the secret. You should become a new creature in Christ at that instant because your spirit, which was dead, has been made alive and the Holy Spirit has entered you, and ask the Lord to fill you with His Holy Spirit every day to overflowing, so you'll have the power to fight this fight of faith against the devil. And you can win it. It's a wonderful place to walk. Praise God. I just wish I'd have known this when I was a younger person. But anyway, I've learned it as an older person, and it sure has made a tremendous difference in my daily walk. It has just brought life. It just made life fun. It's so much fun. So, praise the Lord. Accept Jesus. It's the best thing that you'll ever do. If you have never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, come to the Lord and tell Him, say, Lord, I've let that devil deceive me far too long. I've lived out there in that world with the devil. He's beat up on me. He's beat up on my wife, beat up on my kids. He's made me sick, afflicted me, tormented me. He stole from me and everything. Today, Lord, I am accepting Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. I believe that Jesus died on the cross for me. I believe that You raised Him from the dead, Father, after 3 days, and He paid the total price for my sins. So now then, I accept by faith Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And I'm now saved, and I'm set free. Now I'm going to walk, and I'm going to study the Word of God. I'm going to find me a good church. I'm going to start going, and I'm going to be obedient to the Word. I'm going to become a tither. I'm going to start giving into the church I go, the first 10% of all of my increase, and I'm going to study Your Word, and I'm going to expect You to do exactly what You said You would do. And in John 10:10, You said Jesus came to give me life and give me life more abundantly. So let me tell you, folks, if by faith you will start out with the very first part of this fight the good fight of faith, accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and start walking in the things you will learn, you will see the Lord begin to do great and mighty things in your life. You, as you study God's Word, you can walk in great power. I mean, He's given it to you. When you begin to get a hold of this, who you are in Christ and what you can do as a new creature in Christ, it will change everything about you. Now then, tomorrow we're going to talk more about who you are. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, after you become a child of God and you've called on the name of the Lord, in 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, He is a new creation, and all things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. So tomorrow we're going to talk about that, about who you are as a Christian and how you have to walk this walk in faith. Praise the Lord. I'd like to invite you to give us a call. We'd be happy to send you free a box of audio or video or both, or DVDs or CDs or whatever, of all kinds of our teaching. We've got many teachings, and we'd be happy to send you a box full of them for you to review and look at free and postpaid. Give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or go get to us on the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can find all of our information there. Have a blessed day in Jesus.